89-year-old Philemon Giovanni Kaiboni Kambeni is struggling with his health and has lost speech in the process. His two wives, Miriam and Aida, face huge challenges as they try to fend for the family away from a community they have known for years. Since being moved from Chiazwa, life has never been the same. An Ango Sifas Gwayawaya is by their side in their fight for justice from the diamond mining concern Anjin Investments. Anjin Investments is alleged to have failed to own up to its promise to provide decent accommodation for the big family, one of many who remain crammed in compounds formerly used by the Agricultural Rural Development Association ADA during its heyday. Kambeni's younger wife Aida says the family has waited since 2011 for Anjin to deliver, but to no avail, adding they lost a lot of property during their relocation process.
We were relocated on 27 February 2011 under the guise of being given new houses, and we were accommodated into compounds. Nothing was done for a long time, and we took the matter to the district administrator, who promised us he was going to look into the case with the Chinese. We lost our property, including our household, livestock, fowls. All that was destroyed in the rains and everything was left in the open.
She adds the family is in dire straits as they have no food and money to pay school fees.
The family is now faced with starvation as we are not getting anything from the company. The children are not going to school, and we are resorting to working for their schooling, such as digging trenches and molding bricks, as many as 15,000. We are suffering, and we are really, really appealing for assistance.
Elder wife, 70-year-old Miriam Kambeni, says her only wish is that Anjini delivers and gives them the home they were promised when they were moved from Chiazwa. At least, she says, they can have a decent life, though it can never be the same as growing old in a place you have lived the rest of your life. Neighbor and uncle for the Kambeni family, Sifas Gwayawaya, says it is a sad state that the family is now living like destitutes when they once had a decent life before the discovery of the diamonds.
My appeal is to all who can help the family since they are desperate. It could be the human rights organizations and the lawyers to compel the company fulfill its promise to the family. The family is known to have helped the freedom fighters during the War of Liberation, and now they are destitute because of this company.
Anjin Investments, Romeo Mutsunguma, could not be reached for a comment today. Mutsunguma was instrumental in the relocations of the families from Chiazwa to Odis, Ada Transau. The firm's information officer, Amos Mukarango, was also unavailable. Mutare District Administrator Cosmas Chiringa, who was also involved in the relocations, was said to be out of office on business until next week. His assistant, Simon Sigauke, told Studio 7 he was not in a position to comment on the matter as he was in his ways to junior. He said the only officials who could speak to the media were Chiringa, the provincial administrator Fungai Mbetsa, and the Manicaland provincial governor Chris Mushowe. The two were also unavailable today. Mutare lawyer and Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights member David Tandiri says the company is infringing on the rights of the affected Chiazwa families.
My comment to the conduct of this company is that this company is violating the rights of the villagers. This company has promised to build good houses for the relocated families, but up to now it has not yet honored its promises. I can say that this company is violating human rights of the people who are concerned of the relocated people, because they can no longer exercise their right to property. They were owning their properties prior to their relocation, and now they are now being confined to compounds, and children can no longer access education. They can no longer exercise their right to education.
The lawyer adds the families may be advised to take the matter to the courts for justice.
The treatment, I can say, is inhuman and degrading. To relocate a person and to confine him or her in compounds. And as such, the affected individuals, they can actually approach the courts of law to try and enforce their rights to try and force this company to honor the promises it made to them.
While the discovery of gems in Marange in 2006 has changed the fortunes of many, especially those with links to the government and foreign mining companies, villagers moved from the rich alluvial diamond fields and others still on the fringes of the fields feel they have lost and not gained, in particular families like Kambenis and that are waiting for decent housing years down the line. They keep their fingers crossed that one day Anjini may just compensate them for their loss. Reporting for Studio 7 from Ozi, Mutare North, this is Lloyd Damoyo.